farmers in much of the rest of the country can get to their crops, and they're bringing them in. It's harvest season, and we're going to hear a sample of how things are going. First, to northern Maine, near the border with Canada, the potato harvest is wrapping up.
Doug Blackstone is president of the Maine Farm Bureau, and on Wednesday, he finished digging up the last of his crop.
We grow basically for the processing industry, Shepardy and Russet Burbank, and we grow for McCain Foods, which is the largest producer of French fries in the world.
So what do those potatoes look like? Are they small potatoes then, or are they the big bakers?
Small. They're pretty big. Our size was exceptionally large this year. They range anywhere from probably 6 ounces up to 2 pounds.
So those are big potatoes.
Yes.
So what accounts for, it sounds like you had a wonderful harvest, what accounts for the size? You got enough rain this year?
Well, we were able to plant early last spring, and we just had a good summer. We had lots of heat and lots of moisture, and the potatoes did real well.
There used to be a time when up there in the northern stretch of Maine, things would pretty much shut down at this time of the year for the harvest. Does that still happen?
On a more limited basis, our school system gets out for 3 weeks, but it's basically 15 to 18-year-olds that work.
Well, Mr. Blackstone, all the best to you. Congratulations on your harvest. Thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome.
That's Doug Blackstone of Easton, Maine. In many parts of Texas, the cotton crops haven't been as abundant. Lloyd Arthur farms about 2,200 acres of cotton in the town of Rawls, about 30 miles east of Lubbock.
This year, dry land is very poor to non-existing. Irrigated in some instances is good to decent, but it has been very expensive because of the drought. We had no rain during the growing season, and it was all done by irrigation.
Cotton is one of those crops that also, as I understand, is bedeviled by pests and insects. How'd you do with that this year?
This year, we did not have a pest infestation. This is very rare, and I think it was because of the heat. We did not have the bug pressure from either bollworm or from weevil.
So the good news is the dry conditions chased away the bugs, but you didn't get enough rain to actually grow a decent crop.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
How bad was the drought this year?
Well, in areas of the Texas, it's probably worse than others, but here, and I'm still putting some of my numbers together, but compared to last year, our fuel cost for irrigation is probably going to double, so we actually doubled our irrigation over last year. So you can see the beneficial rains that we had last year. We didn't have to irrigate as much. This year, it was pretty much 24/7 on our irrigation through the growing season.
Mr. Arthur, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was Lloyd Arthur, a cotton farmer in Rawls, Texas.
In California's Central Valley, John Legere farms almonds, berries, citrus, and cherries. He runs Legere Ranches in Escalon. Most of his crops are finished for the season, but he has 1 acre of land that he's still harvesting, his pawpaw orchard. The pawpaw, also known as the Indiana, Michigan, or West Virginia banana, is a fruit native to this country, about the size of a mango, with a creamy, custard-like flesh.
It was a good harvest. My trees are young, so this is actually the second year that they put on a substantial crop. So the fruit quality was good. We had some high temperatures in July, and a little bit of the fruit was sunburned, but I thinned that off early. And the remaining crop sized up well and received well at the market.
Well, the overwhelming acreage that you own there is not devoted to pawpaws, but
no,
to lots
not.
Of other fruit.
The pawpaws are kind of a novelty crop for me. It's it seems to have a lot of potential, and not too many people know about it. But once they taste it, once you give them a little taste of it, it's surprising how many people come back for it. So it's for me, it works out well. It's a little niche in my market for farmers markets.
How do you describe the taste of pawpaw?
I describe it as depending on the maturity of the fruit. If the fruit's still pretty firm, it has very tropical, sort of a mango, guava flavor with the texture of a banana. Have you experienced the pawpaw?
I don't think so. I think, in kindergarten, my class, when we weren't being little teapots, we were picking up pawpaws and putting them in our pockets. That was a that was a childhood thing that we had to go through, and had no idea what they were.
Well, you know, you should explore the woods outside of D.C. because I think there should be a few out there.
That was John Legere of Escalon, California. We also heard about the cotton crop in Texas and the potato harvest in northern Maine. Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket. Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket. Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket. Way down yonder in the pawpaw patch.
This is NPR.